Preface. From The Catholic Passion by David Scott. This is a Discerning Hearts recording read by Chris McGregor. The Catholic Passion, Rediscovering the Power and Beauty of the Faith by David Scott. Published by Loyola Press. This is a book about Catholics, who we are, what we believe, and why we believe and do the things we do. It is not really intended as a book about Catholicism, that set of dogmas, doctrines, rules, and rituals that make it one of the great world religions. Maybe this is a distinction without a difference. It is true that what Catholics do is not easily separated from what Catholicism teaches. But what the faith looks like and how we understand and live that faith depend on where we allow the stress to fall. If the accent is on the dogmas and doctrines, the faith will come across one way. Put the accent on the lives and works of flesh and blood Catholics, and we will see things differently. The one is not wrong and the other right. They are two ways of trying to understand the same complex reality. For example, we can quote the Baltimore Catechism. God is an infinitely perfect supreme being who made us to show forth his goodness and to share with us his everlasting happiness in heaven. Or we can talk about Paul Claudel. One of the 19th century's finest poets and playwrights, Claudel also spent 40 years as a French diplomat, serving as ambassador to Tokyo, Brussels, and Washington, D.C. Early in his life, Claudel fell away from the church, convinced that God was a figment of the imagination of a pre-scientific world. Nonetheless, out of nostalgia or habit, he went to Mass on Christmas Eve at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in 1886. During the service, he heard a voice from on high say, "There is a God." It changed his life. In describing his experience of God's love for him, Claudel once wrote, quote, "Overcome with wonder, I can only say it is madness. It is too much. Look, see God striding across the earth like a sower. He takes his heart in both hands and scatters it over the face of the earth." Unquote. Now, Claudel is saying nothing different from what the Baltimore Catechism says. Both statements are beautiful. Both statements are true. In this book, I chose to go with Claudel to explain Catholicism by way of the experience and faith expressions of real Catholics. Saints, composers, poets, playwrights, missionaries, ordinary believers. This approach seems appropriate to Catholicism, which is not a philosophy of life so much as a personal encounter and relationship with the divine person, Jesus. The Church's creeds, dogmas, and doctrines are indispensable. They ensure that this encounter with Jesus is true. But if this neat order of rules and laws is the theorem, then Catholicism's proof will always be found in what Catholics think and hope for, how they pray, and what they do with their lives. That said, this is not a gathering of various personal visions or idiosyncratic approaches to Catholicism. The Catholics you will meet in these pages, and the works of art, literature, and music that are discussed, have been selected to reflect the ancient and authentic faith of Catholic Orthodoxy. This book is not about what individual Catholics might wish the Church to believe. Instead, it is about what the Church actually does believe, as that faith is expressed in its scriptures, prayers, and authoritative teachings. If this is a book about Catholics, it is also a book for Catholics. It is unfortunate that many of us receive our entire education in the faith at a relatively young age. Often we discover, as did Claudel, that the explanations of Catholic beliefs and practices we learned in Sunday school are inadequate and irrelevant to the cares and demands of our adult lives. On many of the most important questions, the Catholic answers we were given in our youth seem less compelling than the answers offered by scientists, philosophers, politicians, and the mass media. As a consequence, many of us end up drifting away from the faith, finding other things to believe in, other passions to occupy our days. But the faith was never meant to be something we graduate from as we do high school. Our knowledge and understanding of what we believe is meant to deepen as our relationship with Jesus deepens. The early Christians spoke of mystagogy, a kind of lifelong immersion in the mysteries of the faith. This book is a small exercise in 21st century mystagogy. Whether or not you are a Catholic, this book invites you to take another look at the Catholic faith. In this book, you have the chance to enter into a conversation with Catholics from every continent and walk of life from the last 2,000 years. It is a conversation about the biggest questions, the only ones that matter, really. Who is Jesus? Who is God? Why do we need a church? Who are we? Where do we come from? Where are we going? And how do we get there? To continue on the journey of the Catholic Passion by David Scott, visit discerninghearts.com.